I'm Ted O'Farrell, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. Remember the story of Moses in the Old Testament when he wanted to see God's glory? God hid him in the cleft of the rock and allowed Moses to experience the shadow, the backside of God. When Moses came down from the mountain, his face radiated with seeing God's glory, so much so that he covered his face. He may have done this to keep God's glory shining longer, or may have hidden his face not to scare others. Whatever the reason, others knew that he had been with God and had seen God. The Apostle Paul told the Corinthian believers that we currently see in a mirror dimly, but one day we will see clearly face to face. He also said that we are being changed. Our faces are not covered so the Lord can transform us into his likeness. In 2 Corinthians 3:18, he states, "And we all who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory are being transformed into his image with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord who is the Spirit." When we stand before the Lord, when we are in his presence, he sees us as we are, and his Spirit begins and continues to work in us God's good work. He is transforming us, changing us, shaping us with ever-increasing glory. His glory and power to make us more like Jesus. So when the world squeezes us, the fruit of his Spirit comes flowing forth. Galatians 5, 22 and 23. This is accomplished because the child of God has put their faith and trust in Christ, and Christ has made them new and is doing a new work in their life. They no longer live for themselves or the flesh, but they live for Jesus and are filled with the Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians 5, verses 14 through 19 says, "For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. And this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation." Romans 8, 9 through 11 states, "You, however, are not in the realm of the flesh, but are in the realm of the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God lives in you. And if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, they do not belong to Christ. But if Christ is in you, then even though your body is subject to death because of sin, the Spirit gives life because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his Spirit who lives in you." God's Holy Spirit enables the believer to see this world, this life, through God's eyes. We are able to see and experience God's big picture, his plan and will unfolding in the universe, his kingdom that is to come soon, after he has done his work in all who call upon him. The question is, are you a part of God's kingdom? Jesus said in John 6, 47, "He who believes in me has everlasting life." Believing in Jesus is the first step to see God's big picture. God removes our sin and indwells us with his Spirit. We are able to be transformed and united to God through faith in Christ. This is wonderful news and should fill your heart with hope today and tomorrow. Lord Jesus, thank you that you have given us your Holy Spirit to fill us and transform us. Continue to work in us that good work you've begun, shaping and molding us to be more like Jesus. Continue to give us your eyes to see this world as you do, and bring glory to your name, we pray. Amen. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.